Anyway, welcome to FOSDEM 2026. For who here is this the first FOSDEM? Okay. So for the recording purposes, probably 40%, I would say-ish. For those who is not the first time, there are some slight changes to these slides, because normally we keep them very factual. Welcome to the center. And center is meant in several different ways. A, the center of open source. This is the biggest open source conference, like pure open source conference, which we have on Earth. It is the thing in open source. But also, welcome to the center of Belgium and to the center of the European Union. And also, the center of the free world as of a few weeks ago. Some people claim open source is not political. They have always been wrong. The idea of democratizing the means of production and giving it to everyone for free or at a charge, but for their own use, is radically different from anything you see in any economics lecture. Open source has always been political. There is a lot of talk about sovereignty at the moment, and it is insanely important. It is really important for everyone in this room to take this back with you, and there is a few reasons. If we lose our democracies, all of this is for shit. Maybe. I'm German, I paid attention to history class. It is fucking scary. But there's a lot of good people, and actually there's more good people than bad people. We are at a decision point for Western-style democracies. You can choose very, very wisely what you do in the future. Because you are at the center, both of the free world at the moment and of open source. There's a lot of choices you can make, good or bad, and they will influence the future. The time to be nice about a few things is finally over. Self-evident. So now that I'm on a few more lists, let's go back to the normal slides. Thank you. So for people who want to volunteer but maybe not go into the front and center of a few people with lists, you can still volunteer. At least as of yesterday, we actually had a pretty fast build-up. It might have been the fastest build-up ever. As such, there is no huge need, but we would appreciate if you have time, just sign up, and if we need anything, we can send you email. But this year, it's probably going to be okay because we have even more people helping us. Also, on Sunday, if you stay long enough, we will have a really big group dinner, which is always super nice because you meet all the really good people. Like, I'm not implying the rest is not good, but like you meet a lot of nice people who really like to help, and it's always a really good time to help and clean up. In particular on Sunday night. If you need help, yellow shirts, yellow jackets are FOSDEM staff. They are supposed to know pretty much everything. We don't really, but most things we do. Blue shirts are the dev room managers. They're basically running the conference in a conference within the dev rooms. They are there for all purposes for the specific dev room. Green shirts are video teams. So if there's anything with like audio or the video boxes or anything, those are the people. And orange shirts are the all-purpose volunteers, which basically get random assignments, like for example, door duty and whatever. So this is roughly it. If anything really bad happens, find a person with... It's my mom calling. Probably got a visit from the police. Joking yet, of course, this is serious, and it's really serious, and we all of us need to do something about the fucking things which happen. Anyway, orange shorts are the all-purpose volunteers. This is UAB campus. You can go to nev.fostum.org. There's also going to be a QR code on the, I think, next slide. Of course, it can be a little bit opaque how to get around. We have info desks, both in K and in H building. There's also a link to the main info desk. If you need map information, if you have anything weird and random, come to info desk. We can help you. Also, if you want to make donations, you have any questions at all, just come to info desk, or you can reach us on Matrix, or you can send us email, and this is staffed basically almost 24/7. If you lose anything, we have the lost and found in InfoDesk in K, or you just email. Network. I was actually informed yesterday, because for 10 years I've been telling people we're the second conference ever to run a default IPv6 only network. We were actually the first. For 10 years I was wrong about this. For all the software engineers in here, there are very few bugs. Like 10 years ago, a lot of those stuff broke on a IPv6 only network. These days it is largely okay, but still, if you find bugs, fix them. We also have the dual stack network in case you need it. Some people prefer this, but at least try the default network. It tends to just work. Also, they are open networks. This is all UAB infrastructure. We don't have a lot of influence on how things are done, so please encrypt your traffic. Social interaction. A lot of the rooms are over full anyway, as you can probably guess. So I highly encourage you to also talk to people. It is, yeah, I know, introverts talking to people, kind of weird, but no, it is actually worth it. Like, this is one of the best things about Fostum, because for any non-trivial project, you have one person on site at least. It is the thing, talk to people. You can always watch recordings, and most of the rooms are full anyway. Talk to people. We also allow you to talk without face-to-face interaction over Matrix. The ones who care probably already took a picture of the QR code. We are, for weird reasons, we have massively reduced the amount of exposure we have on various commercial social media sites. The main thing which we use is our own website and also Mastodon, and you can find us on Fostodon at Fostum. Good reminder, I need to take a photo of this, and then we will, just as a way to get you to more people to join Mastodon, I'm only going to share this photo on Mastodon. You'll find this photo in a bit. I'm just going to babble a little. Okay, just checking, because sometimes this breaks. It's okay. Okay, schedule. Reasons why you're here. This is the schedule. It is massive. Do take a read. But again, if you cannot get in any of the rooms, don't over-index on it. It is fine. Everything is recorded anyway. Talking to people is your priority. Sorry, can you? Sorry. Well, whatever. Okay, these are some stats about the schedule. I removed the more detailed stuff. Of course, A, I needed time for the intro, and B, we will go through this in the closing. Speaking of BOFs, we are still open for sign-ups. For those who don't know, BOF stands for Birds of a Feather. you have a topic you're interested in, and we just give you a space and the time, and other people can come and you can talk about stuff. Highly recommended. It is basically a hallway track where you set a topic. You will have so many interesting discussions in the BOFs. Highly encourage you to attend them. And also, again, we still have some space left. So I encourage you to, if you have a topic, just submit it. And please don't use a trailing slash. There's currently a bug on the website. Etiquette. It's about being nice to each other. So if anything, you have to wait or anything, form an orderly queue. Don't skip the queue. Just wait. If you get instructions by staff or by volunteers, please follow them, because it is there's a reason. If any of us are in a hurry, please make way. This also includes the food queues. We will skip food queues a few times during lunch to just do food runs for InfoDesk, for the NOC, for everything. So in this case, please just let us pass. Stats, we have a public dashboard where we share a scarily large amount of internal data about our operations, and we keep adding more over time. So if you want, have a look. Also, volunteer over there? No. Can you just tell them to not talk because it's super loud? Yeah. If they can be quiet because it's super loud. Thank you. We have a treasure hunt. I have been informed it is not impossible to solve, contrary to the one last year. I actually did consider not updating the QR code and just pointing you to the old one, so I increased the treasure hunt level, but no, this is actually the current one. It should be solvable. But also, please give feedback on the treasure hunt if you have any. Again, to etiquette, if this sign is outside a room, you don't do the Garfield of, I wonder who this is for. This is for you. We don't put those signs out lightly. We would like ideally to have 100 rooms with unlimited seats, but we don't. We record the things, so just watch the streaming on your cell phone or whatever, or watch the recording. But if the room is full, the room is full. If you really want to attend this one talk in person, I encourage you to basically go two talks earlier and already get a seat. That's the only way to really be certain that you will have a seat. Feedback, please send email to feedback@fosdem.org. Health and safety, you hear less coughing this year than last year, but still a large fraction of the people in this room will go homesick. That is just how CCC, how Fosdem, how KubeCon, how any major conference works. Personally speaking, I have been ill roughly 50% of the time after Fosdem. Then I started doing this, and it just works. It's optional, it's recommended. We have free masks at the info desks. And if you really feel sick, please get tested and or just stay at the hotel and watch the streaming. First aid, we have first aid in K on the second level. I'm going to leave this one up a little bit longer because we had an offsite accident just today, but this reminded me of how important this is. Anything happens, Also, we have the building responsible people, again, people with yellow. They have first aid kits in all buildings. So if you cut yourself or whatever, you can also just talk to someone in yellow. Code of conduct, we take this very seriously, as you can probably tell by the opening statement. Any questions, go there, email us, call us. This number is actually 24/7, so please don't abuse it. And ask any staff. Ideally, ask staff, but push comes to shove, ask anyone in one of the colored shirts. And again, reminder, we do take this seriously. Then a round of thanks to all the volunteers. To all the dev room managers. To all speakers. And to all staff. Also, thank you to all our sponsors. when, not if, hopefully, you join Mastodon, you're going to see discussions about the sponsors. So if you want us to have fewer sponsors, you can also donate. That is actually a good way to reduce our dependency on sponsorship. We also sell t-shirts and sweaters and such. You can go to the info desk at K or H, or you can just follow the QR code and such. This is a really good way to reduce our dependency. Also, just random thing, if anyone from the European Union is here and they actually have sponsorship money for obviously positive open source things, come find me. Maybe as a follow-up to that one, anyone who is on a European Union level, FOSDEM is actually interested in becoming more political for obvious reasons, so also feel more than welcome to approach me and talk about this, because we will be trying to use our visibility for some good stuff. And finally, thank you. Thank all of you for attending. And with this, have fun and be excellent to each other.